I want you to picture two men. They're sitting across from each other in a Thai restaurant on a rainy evening in the fall of 2012. Their names are Pardeep Singh Kalika and Arno Michaelis. One, a grieving father, brother, husband, and son, who lost his father in a shooting by a white supremacist at the Sikh Temple of Wisconsin just 2 months earlier. The other, a former skinhead who had helped to found the group that the shooter, Wade Michael Page, had joined to fan the flames of his hatred. These two men came together in the shock and sorrow of tragedy and vowed to cultivate unity, acceptance, and love instead of the seeds of hate that Page and those before him, including Michaelis, had planted. 10 years later, they reflect on their journey together as colleagues and as brothers, and their work to confront hate and promote healing.
What this world and what this society needs is for us to see ourselves in others and to see others in ourselves. We were two boys born on opposite sides of the planet Earth, and our paths were convened by a really horrific hate crime. But once we sat down to talk and listen to each other, we found out we had way more in common than different, and we're really inspired to try and cultivate that.
After the shooting happened itself, it called on all of us to ask ourselves, what is going to define what just happened here? Who is going to define that? Is it going to be hate? Is it going to be the attacker? Or is it going to be the community who rises up and addresses that? And we do this work now with an organization called Parents for Peace. And we try to help, a loved one calls in. They have somebody in their family who is getting into radicalization, extremism. Everybody's upset, and they should be upset. But I think that somehow, some way, you have to introduce it in a loving way. So you have to build trust.
It becomes real apparent that there's basic human needs that violent extremist ideologies prey upon, needs of identity, purpose, and belonging. People who don't have healthy answers to those needs are really vulnerable to be swept up in violent extremist ideologies.
The ideology should be rejected, not the person, right? But what we do sometimes is we reject the person with the ideology. You know the old native proverb, you know, the grandfather's talking to his grandson and talking about his dad, and your dad had two wolves inside of him. The good wolf and the bad wolf. The grandson asks, like, which wolf wins? The one that you feed.
When you hate yourself, you're not going to be able to love anyone. Everything really starts from within, and what it goes from your self-image outward.
Our journey together, I mean, started 10 years ago, but I think for us to be able to make sure that we're able to tell a story that opens up other stories. And, you know, not just for where we go, but this America.
This is one of the breakout sessions. You can catch this special episode on Spotify and Apple Podcasts starting May 6th. To find out more, head to jewishroadie.com/podcasts.